The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Neil Young for Congress. Welcome back to The Dawn Show. Hey, you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Dawn. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I love the Heart of Gold. I love that Heart of Gold reference. That's awesome.
Can you sing, Neil?
It could jeopardize my campaign. So maybe at the victory party, you'll hear me sing "Old Man, Take a Look at My Life" or something.
I love it.
Before you go, I just got to ask: is there any connection to the artist? Were you named after him? Uh-huh. Is there anything there?
So oddly enough, my father and mother are awesome, great, wonderful people, old leftover hippies. And so you would think I was named after him because my dad's a big fan, but I'm actually a junior. He was, I'm Neil Young Jr. My dad was Neil Young. So anytime I complain about, getting, grief or anything, my dad goes, Neil, I grew up in the 70s. What do you think it was like for me?
So, I love
point.
It.
It's a great point from the dad.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So you've been on before. I know I'm still lobbying. I told when we were backstage, actually, with Donald Trump Jr., and we were waiting to go on, and I was telling everybody all about you, including Don Jr., and I said, but, Dom Giordano, is a one-time, educator. Neil Young wants to drive his bus down. So we still got to set that up with a bus, right? You got an actual Neil Young bus.
Absolutely. We'll do that. And listen, there's a lot of important people in this whole process. I know that. But, we got a Neil Young bus because what a wonderful way to promote a teacher running to try to improve our public school system than have somebody allow us to use a bus. My wife is actually an art teacher. My sister's an artist, and they took, a handful of people. And we've got the greatest campaign advertising moving billboard that's rolling around Chester County every single day. And we added a Blues Brothers style loudspeaker to the PA system to the outside. So and we've got this loop in like English and Spanish. That's like, I don't know if it's convincing people to find out more about us or just brainwashing them into maybe, going and voting. But it is, I will tell you this, it's effective. And if you got a chance to listen to some of the voicemails we get, they are wonderful. We love it. Everything from there to, I'm trying to work. Can you please turn your PA system down in Westchester or something like that?
what reminds me of is the Back to the Future scene where the mayor has the car with the speakers on top driving around the small town. Go vote
right,
for
yeah. I'm telling you, it was inspired by that Blues Brothers scene where they hook it to the top of the police car and they just ride around talking about their gig. Like that. that's what it was all about. When you're fighting an uphill campaign, I'm fighting an uphill campaign. You've got to cut through the noise. Oftentimes people may not want to talk about, the politics of it. You've just got to help people know that there are options and alternatives out there that exist. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want them to know.
Yeah, because you're running against, your opponent is Chrissy Houlihan. So you're running against an incumbent. And you are somebody, Neil Young, who you've talked about your support of protecting our girls with Title IX. And so how do you differ, let's just say, with regard to Title IX issues with your opponent?
Great question. And I mean, we're night and day. The challenge is that sometimes, the difference between what they say and what they do and how they vote is hugely problematic. Mm-hmm. That's all I think the American people want. Just stand on what you believe. Let's put all ideas out there and allow for the best ones to move forward. And so the problem is, this either gets buried or she won't talk about it. But it's imperative that we protect our girls in sports and in our classrooms. We spent 50 years doing this. And so I would, she voted against codifying, Roe v. Wade as meaning biological sex at birth. And so mm-hmm. here's somebody who not only will she not protect our girls on the soccer field, but she also wants to require them to serve on the battlefield, right? So she's, she's multiple times introduced the requirement for our young girls to register for selective services in the name of equity or whatever the push is. But I've got an 11-year-old daughter and you're more interested in making sure that she serves in case there's a draft than you are about making sure that she doesn't have to step on the basketball court against a biological male. That's, to me, not only is I disagree with it, but more importantly than that, I believe the people that I'm seeking to represent, I believe they're with me on this and they disagree because most, reasonable people would agree on that stance.
And for you, you talked, you know, the times that we've talked, Neil, at some Trump Force 47, you know, gatherings that I've attended and you've attended, you talked to me about the importance of having an educator like yourself, 22 years as a school teacher, to be a member of Congress, because you offer a unique perspective. Obviously, you are pro-educator. You've done it for, like you've said, you're from a family of educators, you yourself. But why do you think that's a selling point?
Well, I think whenever we're looking to solve problems, first we have to identify the problem. And I think everybody has a clear understanding that we've never spent more on our public education system. I think, you know, in Chester County, we're nearing $24,000 per year per pupil. So we've never spent more and we've never gotten less. Nearly all of the schools are regressing, not only as it relates to their past performance, but also to their performance around the world. And so that's the problem. The problem is our system of education is failing. And that doesn't bring me any joy at all to say. I mean, I've spent 22 years in the classroom doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been part of education initiatives around the world. I was in Afghanistan in 2007 when 500,000 girls flooded back into the school system that unfortunately, you know, didn't exist. And so I played a very small role in that. I've given my life to believing that education is the great equalizer and brings about that opportunity and pursuit of happiness that our founders were always seeking for us. So the question is, you know, how do we get to the place of, you know, fixing it? Well, without a doubt, we can't have people who have never been, or in this, you know, case, been in the classroom for 9 months. We have to have people who are at the table who really understand what's going on and are not, I mean, you know, bought, paid for, whatever you want to say, are not beholden to special interests that are keeping our kids from getting meaningful, quality, specialized education. And so you can't solve the problem without the teachers who have been in the trenches and who know what's really going on. The low standards, the push for equity to replace excellence. Because I believe firmly that if our schools pursue anything besides excellence, we are doing a disservice to our kids and doing a disservice to our future generations. Because if we pursue excellence, then equity will follow, because it doesn't matter what color you are, what gender you are, all humans are inclined to pursue excellence. And that's what I want to see. I mean, I want to see all these other problems solved. She's voted against, you know, securing our border. She's voted against, you know, American energy. She's voted to restrict American energy. My goodness, she co-sponsored a bill to end qualified immunity for police officers. So people want safe communities. People want safe borders. People want to reduce inflation. People don't want to spend all their money on gas and groceries. And the problem is that's exactly who she represents. And we need, you know, we need different answers to that, because even if we solve all those things, which would be great, if we elect, Donald Trump, if we gain majorities in the Senate and House, but if we pass it on to the next generation, who I'm telling you, like, you know, the truth is not only are standards low, but they're being taught to hate their country. So they're being taught that, you know, that we live on stolen land. They're being taught that capitalism exploits workers. They're being, taught that we're systemically racist. All they're doing is dividing our young people. And so if we solve all the rest of the problems and then turn it over to this generation, we will have fought in vain.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, I will say, as far as your opponent, Chrissy Houlihan, she's obviously a Pennsylvania Democrat, one of 13 lawmakers on that so-called bipartisan task force investigating the July 13th assassination attempt on former mm-hmm. President Trump. And she even acknowledged, you know, these enormous gaps in communication and all of that. When you look at the job she's done, whether it's not on this bipartisan task force, her work as far as talking about Title IX, border security, all of that, where do you see yourself fitting in a very different manner as far as your philosophy versus hers?
That's a great question. Yesterday, I was actually at a chamber event in Southern Chester County, and most of the candidates running, you know, there were present. And, you know, I had opportunity to hear, you know, she was there and she spoke. And I think one of the, you know, I'm sure she has a busy schedule, but the truth is, you know, she spoke and then, you know, she kind of left before she was able to answer some questions. But one of the questions that was asked was about this idea of bipartisanship. You know, should we, you know, they often use this word, and I question the idea. Of course you want to be bipartisan, because that's what oftentimes, you know, brings about, you know, to some degree resolution. But if what we're talking about when we talk about bipartisanship is that the left and the right come together to make an agreement, and out of that agreement comes some thousand page bill that people have, you know, that lawmakers have a weekend to read and then vote on. Well, I question whether or not that's serving the American people, or is that serving the best interests of those, you know, of our elected leaders? Because if you pass a 1,000-page bill and everybody in that, you know, everybody who's, you know, in Congress gets a little something out of it that they can go home and, you know, and take to their constituents, we never ask the question, but who's working for us? And so where I'm different is that bipartisanship is important. But you have to have somebody in there that you trust, number one, knows you, and number two, has the character to say, there is a line. I mean, I will not, you know, I will not cross a line of betraying my values and beliefs for the sake of bipartisanship. Sometimes it's more important to stand up and say, I will not go along with what is being proposed in this piece of legislation, and be the fly in the ointment if you have to. But stand on the values and the morals and the principles that got you elected there in the first place.
You know, Neil, you and I talked about this, and at the time, the first time I met you, I said, well, are you almost tenured? As you know, you've been a public school social studies teacher, you have a wife, you have a whole bunch of kids, you're a dad, you know what I mean? And so with this, so let's say you go to Congress, do you lose some tenure or something with being a teacher?
There's a lot of questions. I guess those will be for after the election questions. You know, you try to put everything in place, you know, to ensure. And that's a conversation, you know, I'll have with my school district. But it's also a risk I'm willing to take. Yes, I'm tenured. You know, I've been there 22 years. I've served, you know, satisfactorily and distinct, you know, in a distinguished manner for that long. But I can't, you know, and I guess theoretically I could have spent the last 8 years, you know, of my career, held on, got my pension and moved on, but I couldn't live with myself to do that, you know, with that. So I've got two boys in college. I've got two kids in private school. I'm just like everybody else. I've got expenses. I'm looking at my, you know, I'm going sometimes to Aldi's and sometimes to Walmart. Well, my wife helps out with that as well.
We all
love
Aldi.
Online groceries. You know what's great? You know what's incredible? My wife texted me the other day. She's like, can you pick a grocery run up at Walmart? You know, and you go into those like lines. And so,
yes.
It was awesome pulling up in the bus at Walmart with you know, and I'm like,
wait a minute.
Can you put those in the back?
Wait a minute. So Neil Young. So wait, you pull up to the Walmart and you got the huge bus with the Neil Young on the side, right? And the loudspeakers. Yes. And then she's like, hey, honey, can you pick up some whatever, milk and bananas, whatever?
Because you got progress. Re-elect Red Thomas. Progress is his middle name.
Yes.
So now you go in. Yes. What's the reaction?
Well, first off, all I could think about was back when Clinton called those people bastards of deplorables. And I'm thinking, man, if you think they're deplorable people, you're creating a whole lot more of them, because this is where people are shopping these days. Yeah. We're trying to find the best deals. But I didn't go in because, like, you do curbside pickup. And so I just pulled the bus up into a parking spot, and then I had to, like, put it in my phone, like, what the number was. And then some guy comes out and hands me through the window. Like, it was only, like, two little bags. He hands me through that little bus window.
Well, Neil Young, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I'm used to the looks at this point. But that's okay.
No, you're so much fun, and we can throw anything at you, and you're just a great sport as well. I hope you come back, and we do it. You know, we do it in person. We get you to bring the bus here, and you know, yeah, go on the Dom show, because I promise that. Two educators just talking about fixing, you know, really fixing our schools. There are so many issues that we've talked about
great,
in the past.
Connect,
and the,
yeah.
What's that?
So that'll be a great connect, yeah, to educators, yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Hey, maybe you can hop on. Well, you can hop on, and we'll broadcast from the bus.
Oh, my
we'll
gosh.
Just roll around, right? Like, you know, there's some seating in the back. I got a couch and some chairs in the back.
Oh, wow.
Of the bus. We'll just do it right there. We'll set it up. I don't know. There's probably logistics that have to be dealt with that, but that would be a blast.
Well, I'm thinking about, I mean, if Greg's listening, we have the capability to connect, tether it through, you know, satellites or cell connections. And I don't know. It sounds like something we couldn't get going.
That'd be fun.
I mean, that'd be awesome.
Get Greg Stalker on that, please.
On the road again. Neil Young, thank you so much. You're the best. And we'll continue the conversation and we'll all get on board the bus. Thank you, Neil.
I appreciate it, Don. You're the best. Thank you very much. See ya.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.